Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
In New York City Central Park, it's believed to belong to the suspect in the murder of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. CBS's Lilia Luciano also reports.
To find the fugitive, investigators are now focused on how he left.
We have him in a taxi cab, and the taxi cab takes him up to 178th Street and Broadway, which, as we know, is a Port Authority bus center. Those buses are interstate buses. That's why we believe he may have left New York City.
Sources tell CBS News the gunman may have boarded a bus that was leaving for Atlanta, and we're learning that the NYPD has asked the Atlanta Police Department for help, along with more than 80 other police departments nationwide.
An unrelenting advance in Syria by rebels has Lebanon, Jordan, and Iran on high alert. The rebels are moving toward the capital city of Damascus. CBS's Chris Livesay reports.
Allied with the Assad regime, Russia is attempting to slow the rebel advance with airstrikes as it urges its citizens to leave Syria. Assad's other key allies, Iran and Hezbollah, still have his back, but bogged down by their own wars with Israel, that backing may not be enough.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken has spoken to the Turkish foreign minister about finding a political solution in Syria. South Korea's president apologizes in a TV address for public anxiety caused by his short-lived attempt to impose martial law earlier this week. Alex Jensen in Seoul reports.
It's not clear whether President Yoon Suk-yeol's apology will have rallied enough support from ruling party lawmakers to avoid impeachment, which would trigger his suspension, with the prime minister then acting as president, pending a constitutional court ruling and eventually a possible early election to choose Yoon's successor.
The jury now has one less charge to consider against Daniel Penny, the white Marine veteran accused of using unnecessarily lethal force against fellow subway passenger Jordan Neely, who was black. The judge has dismissed the top charge of manslaughter after jurors said they were unable to come to a consensus. CBS News New York's Alice Gaynor with details of the case.
Prosecutors maintain Penny was justified in using some physical force to subdue Neely, who subway passengers say entered the train acting erratically, shouting threats, but argued Penny used excessive force, placing him in a chokehold for nearly 6 minutes. In a voluntary Station House interview, Penny claimed that he was not applying pressure.
Justice for Jordan Neely!
After Neely's death was ruled a homicide, the case sparked mass demonstrations in New York, accusing Penny of vigilantism. But others have contributed to Penny's legal defense fund.
The jury will consider a charge of criminally negligent homicide. This is CBS News.
Steel holiday savings are here. Find the perfect gift at your local Steel dealer or shop the Steel holiday gift guide at steelusa.com. That's steilusa.com.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Bucks are in Boston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the Boston Celtics, and Milwaukee finally has Chris Middleton returning after having surgery on both ankles last summer. Former Bucks star Jrue Holiday, now with the Celtics, was asked today about what Middleton means to the Bucks lineup.
I mean, just knowing him personally, I know that if they ever need a bucket or a basket, he can control that. He can take over that. I think mid-range, getting to a spot, kind of having like a one-on-one game where it's a lot different from driving to the basket and taking three and four people with you.
In Madison, the women's college volleyball tournament continues. Wisconsin faces number 7th-ranked Georgia Tech tonight. NFL, the Packers losing 34-31 to the Lions. I asked tight end Tucker Kraft about the Lions head coach decision on going for it on fourth down rather than just kick the field goal.
We know that this offense, it's something they do. Dan Campbell, it's Danger Dan. That's what they call him, I guess.
That's Packers tight end Tucker Kraft with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Joker 2 was universally panned as a terrible movie by critics and audiences alike, who in some cases walked out during screenings. There is at least one dissenting voice, though, in director John Waters, who says Joker Folie à Deux is one of the best films of 2024. According to Variety, the director of Hairspray was quoted as saying, "Finally, a love story I can relate to," and added, "Stupid critics, Gaga so good, Joker so right, die, dumbbells die." That's John Waters. If you're curious to see if you agree agree with Waters or the rest of the world, Folie à Deux drops on HBO Max Friday, December 13th. The film stars Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga and is directed by Todd Phillips, who decided to make the sequel a musical. Critics and audiences seem to agree to a letter, or number, how good or bad the film was, as Rotten Tomatoes posted a 32% from each group. It might be worth a watch, though, and a little less painful if you decide to watch it in the comfort of your own home. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a mostly cloudy sky. Not as cold, with low temperatures in the mid-20s. For tomorrow, more clouds around and warming up as highs climb up into the mid-40s. On Sunday, a little more sunshine. Highs stay in the mid-40s. Current temp is 30.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, he is featured in an article in the Cap Times, and he's the host of Nightlight. Across Civic Media, Peach Schwabba will be joining us. And, of course, this shouldn't be a thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. Welcome if you're just joining us. Happy Friday, TGIF. You are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network, and we're going to have a great show for you on Monday. Did you know that a very close advisor of Donald Trump is being investigated by the Trump team for basically selling access to Donald Trump as well as appointments to his cabinet and his new administration? Did you know that? I'm going to talk about that. Did you know that there was a Chinese billionaire who has basically made sure that Donald Trump's most recent grift, which is a new cryptocurrency, that puts money in Donald Trump's pocket? Did you know that? I'm going to talk about that on Monday. But also on Monday, what's really excited is that Civic Media's grown-up gift list text-to-win contest starts 4 times a day. We are going to give away prizes. All you got to do is go get the Civic Media app. Be ready to text starting Monday. In those hours, we're going to give you the word of the hour. You're going to text in, and each hour we'll give away either $100 in cash or an overnight getaway to the Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells, which is good fun in these winter timey months when it's not so nice outside. Then we're going to give away 8 grand prize winners from all of the entrants at the end of the contest. So just texting will get you registered to win one of those 8 grand prizes. It's basically a grab bag of gifts for adults, you know, grown-ups. Things like robot vacuums and humidifiers and luggage and all those good things. So be sure you get the app and you're ready to go come Monday. I want to give my very next caller a shot at what we were talking about last hour, because Mark from Prairie du Sac, you are always so very patient. We've been talking about the United Healthcare CEO being murdered in New York. Mark, what did you want to say on this topic?
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, who knows if that's going to be not an uncommon situation if people do what they've responded to in other cases where, you know, neo-fascist governments kind of take place, that how easy it would be to slip a little, you know, blowfish, you know, poison into somebody's meal when they're serving at a restaurant, and you know, some of these things that happen, we've seen happen historically when governments like we are going to see take over, and that they are just grifting us. They promise all these people, oh, Donald Trump will protect Social Security, and he'll protect us from all this, and he's just selling out all these people he just promised to protect, and what the reaction is going to be is relatively—it's kind of terrifying. I mean, I hate—you know—I've read maybe too much history or too little history to know that people do not respond well when this kind of thing happens. Because in all these right-wing governments in Europe, they actually have, you know, the social safety net programs in place, especially healthcare.
Well, I think, you know, yes, like we spend the most basically anywhere, get the worst results. And I think as people lose continuing respect for institutions, whether you come from the right or the left, lose respect for the rule of law, lose respect for the systems and processes that are supposed to make things better for the middle class, for working people, people will start to take matters into their own hands. That is extremely dangerous. Michaela from West Bend texting in on our call and text line 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. She says this, I have a coworker with a don't blame me, I voted for Trump bumper sticker. Boy, that one's going to age like warm milk. Indeed, indeed. Now, I may still get to this today, but I'm going to try to move on to more positive matters. But I may still get to sort of the meltdown that's going on at MSNBC, specifically on Morning Joe. It's weird these days. But I did want to try to have a more positive, relaxed second half of the Maggie Dawn Show here on Friday afternoon. So I wanted to kick out a couple of questions to you all. Because as I've been getting ready for the holidays, I have been reminded of some of my epic holiday fails, just disasters that have occurred around parties or entertaining or hosting in the holiday season, as well as spectacular gift fails. You know, when you think you've gotten somebody the perfect thing and they open it up, and it's very clear it is not the perfect thing. Or if you have been a recipient of an epic gift fail, that's happened to me a couple of times. I always appreciate the gift. But given that somebody spent their hard-earned money on it, you know, better that the gift gets used? What do you think? If you get a gift you don't like, do you just keep it? Is that the... Or do you try to exchange it? Do you tell the person? I'm curious. What is your approach to these things? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Do you have any hilarious holiday fails that you have survived? We want to hear about it. It's Friday. Let's have a little chit-chat. And, of course, all of this comes to mind, not least of which, because it is jolly old St. Nicholas Day, St. Nick's Day, celebrating the Feast of St. Nick. The historical figure that is really what is associated with all of our gift giving here. Were you one of the kids that left your shoes out and then you'd get like treats in them? Because like my folks, I think this isn't like on the calendar, so they'd miss it all the time. I'd get to school and all my friends would have all kinds of treats and fun things that they got, and their lunchbox would be filled with little things. Nope. We never remembered in my house when it was St. Nick's Day. So I don't think I ever got much swag on St. Nick's Day. Also on December 6th, this is an interesting fact. This is when when Georgia became the 27th state to ratify the 13th Amendment. That was on December 6th. Of course, the 13th Amendment bringing slavery to an end. Yeah, you know, legally saying we can't own human beings. That's bad. So, couple of questions for you. What are your epic holiday fails? What do you do when you get the gift that you don't want? When you're like, this is, I'm never going to, do you keep it? Do you say anything? Do you return it? Do you ask for a receipt? Do you act like you like it? What do you do? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. And there is lots of fun holiday stuff that is going on all around southeastern Wisconsin, and I'm sure in your neck of the woods as well. Here are a few of the holiday markets that are kicking off or have just kicked off in and around southeastern Wisconsin. The Wauwatosa Holiday Market from December 4th to the 22nd. So that just started on Wednesday. That'll go all the way up until December 22nd. The Christmas market in West Allis, that starts today. That is just a two-day one. So today and tomorrow in Stallus, got to get to the Christmas markets. The South Milwaukee Christmas market, that's coming up on December 14th. And the Milwaukee market will be on December 15th. So that, again, keep all of that on your docket. Matt from Middleton saying, use the bad gift as an angle to try to get some free drinks from whoever gave you the bad gift. I'm down for that. Little angle, little guilt tripping. Dennis from West Allen, he's saying, I've gotten some pretty crappy gifts in my 59 years and my facial expressions always show it. Dennis from West Allis, I feel you. I am not a poker player for a reason. If you watch me on the U of the Tube or on Facebook or on the platform formerly known as Twitter, you will see, yeah, I do not have a, I can't hide anything. Everything that I'm thinking in my head, it shows on my face. In fact, there are some pretty funny pictures of me when I am given the, like, what are you talking about face to someone at the county, you know, because there'd be press around every once in a while. And I used to work at the county and I'd be in these hearings and people would catch me with the crazy, like, side eye face. That happened more than once. So I have to tell you one of my funny stories about a terrible, no good, very bad gift. And I can tell this story because I love my mother so very, very much. She will not be bothered by the fact that I'm about to relay this story. This just happened a couple of years ago, y'all. So I am 47 years old, grown woman. This was probably back maybe 2 or 3 years ago. So I was well into my 40s. Suffice it to say that I have a particular, like, clothing style, I would say. And it's on the far, far end from cutesy. Like, I don't do cutesy. It's not a thing for me. It's hard to get away with cute when you're 6 feet tall without a shoe on, right? Like, that's not my play. And God bless my mother. I love her so very, very much. But my mom wrapped up and was so excited for me to open a wool sweater that if you lived during the 80s, remember the sweaters that had, like, the little reindeer in a line in, like, a band of green or red, and then, like, little hearts in the next band of green or red? Sweater was white. Yeah, she bought me one of those. My goodness. Little Christmas trees, reindeers, and hearts with, get this, a matching hat and scarf. My Lord, I looked at my mom and I said, Mom, I love you and thank you so much for thinking of me and getting this beautiful gift for me. I will never, ever, ever wear this. It's kind of like the sweaters, Cardi, that, like, your first grade teachers would sport. And I love the elementary school teachers wear that stuff because the kids love them. But that's what I was like, Mom, I've got a couple of friends that are teachers. Is it okay if I give it to one of them? They will wear the heck out of this and their students will love it. My mom looked a little miffed, I have to say, at my rejection of what can only be described as a blast from the 80s past, something that I would never in a bazillion years ever wear. I hope that didn't make me ungrateful. You know, I just wanted to be honest. And she was cool with it. She's like, thank you for telling me I won't do that. But, you know, moms and daughters, y'all, from the WMDX texting on the 608 line, I always feel terribly guilty when I don't like a gift. I hear you, friend. I act like I like it, and we put it in a re-gift bin when we get home, making sure to re-gift it at a later date. Of course, you got to be sure you don't re-gift it to the person who gifted to you. You know, there's all sorts of protocols. I have to admit, I do have a re-gift bin. And a number of my friends who are teachers, they have re-gift bins because y'all would not believe some of the weird stuff that teachers are given by well-meaning kids and parents in their classes. Woo! Like, one year, one of my friends got, like, a neon cactus. You know what I'm talking about? Those, like, little neon cactus. What? Lost it. Silly. What are you going to do with that? Michaela from West Bend, she says this. During what ended up being my last Christmas with my grandma, grandma had a little bit too much to drink and ended up setting the marshmallows on top of the sweet potatoes on fire and then blamed it on my sister, who is not involved in any way. Oh, we all got together to take the stand, the standard grandma and grandkids photo with grandma sitting in the middle. And instead of saying to say cheese, she threw her hands in the air and loudly directed us to say, Grandma's drunk. Michaela, I love that story, y'all. Keep it locked. More fun times.
Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Cash Patel, who Trump has nominated to be the head of the FBI, saying he wants to basically shut down the main parts of the FBI. Bill Barr, MAGA Republican Attorney General to Donald Trump. Quote, the very idea of moving Patel into a role like this showed a shocking detachment from reality. Unquote. This is not the left calling out Patel. This is the right.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Mr. Ben Wickler, he is running for the national DNC chair. The fundamental problem was the Democratic brand. Do you think that is the case more than the Harris campaign?
Core answer is yes. The Democratic brand, it's not what we necessarily do or say. It's what people have heard and internalized. And that to me is an argument for thinking about how and where we communicate, making sure we are present in places where people are thinking about stuff other than politics.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local civic media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation. 540 WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome. If you're just joining us, my name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Our grown-up gift list text to win contest starts next week. Got to have the Civic Media app to register to possibly be a winner. You're going to be texting words of the hours during particular time slots. That all kicks off on Monday on an hourly basis, basically, for 4 different hours of the day. You can either win $100 or an overnight stay at the Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Then we got some grand prizes that we give away at the end. It's basically a gift grab bag. By the way, my family does a gifting grab bag, but we do it in a super cutthroat way. I mean, super cutthroat. So we all bring a gift, got to be under $20, wrap it up, and then you take numbers, right? And if you're number one, that's not good. You want to be the highest number. You want to be the last person to choose, because the trick is, in sequential order, according to the numbers that you pull out, you get to select a gift. You can either pick a gift that's still sort of in the middle in the pile that's wrapped up. You don't know what's in it. Or you can steal a gift from anybody that's already opened a gift. Yes, this gets very, very cutthroat, because every year there's always like someone that overspends the limit and gets something really sick in the grab bag. And everybody basically, it's just a vehicle for a lot of smack talking, a lot of family love, a lot of teasing that can happen when we do our little gift grab bag, white elephant business. Love doing that. Good, good fun. Again, my thanks to Michaela from West Bend that has one of the funniest holiday fail stories. And so hats off to Michaela's grandma, who had a little bit too much to drink and then commanded that everybody say, "Grandma's drunk," when they were taking their Christmas family photo. I love that story. If you're looking for something fun to do over the holidays with your family, the Green Bay Press Gazette wrote up a little piece about the House on the Rock, which is a really weird thing in Wisconsin. It may not be quite as famous as Wisconsin Dells. May not be where everybody goes like Door County, but it is both really strange and kind of fascinating. Makes for a great weekend trip. It is in Spring Green, Wisconsin, which is about an hour's drive west of Madison. It's an architectural attraction, sort of, but it's this sort of trippy house that was imagined by Madison-born guy by the name of Alexander John Jordan. He began putting this together in the 1940s when he built a getaway home by hand on top of Deer Shelter Rock, which is this like massive chunk of stone that comes up about 60 feet over the surrounding landscape. And he started to let people into the house and charge a fee. And by about 1960, it had become its own business. And he made money off of letting people tour his weird, trippy house. And there's model ship displays. There's a huge carousel in the house. There's a Japanese-style garden. There's a massive collection of like mechanical music machines. There's a infinity room that just comes out over the cliff. It's weird. I think it's good fun. Cardi, have you ever been to the house on the rock? I mean, it is strange.
This is my first time actually hearing about that.
Shut up!
I'm dead serious. I've never heard
Cardi,
of that.
Cardi, we gotta
today.
Take a road trip, friend, and check out the house on the rock.
Let's do it.
It is super weird.
Let's do it.
And if marijuana was legal here in the state of Wisconsin and you were into that kind of thing, it would be indeed literally trippy at the house on the rock. Check it out. If you haven't gone, we should make a little plan if we get some time off over the holidays, Cardi, and just hang out. We can listen to some tunes in the car.
For sure.
Get to know each other. Go check it out. It's weird, y'all. I like weird. I'm down for weird.
I'm down for adventure.
Yeah, just don't be boring. You know what I'm saying? Right. Don't be boring. The other super cool thing that I wanted to share with you, which I am personally such a huge fan of and enjoy every year, is the Santa Cycle Rampage that happens in Milltown, happens in Milwaukee every holiday season. And that is happening tomorrow, Saturday, December 7th. Basically, you will have upwards of 1,500, nearly 2,000 people riding around on their bikes in a Santa Claus outfit. It is hilarious. I go every year to check out the scene, to take pictures of the Santa. Sometimes you see a couple of elves thrown in there. It is super fun. You can check out more on the Wisconsin Bike Feds website. It kicks off at the Wisconsin Bike Fed office. That's 187 East Beecher Street. Starts at 9 a.m. You know, everybody, because it's Milwaukee. And you got adults dressing up in silly costumes riding around on bikes in the cold. There might be adult beverages that get consumed. There might be. It's the morning. I realize that. But it's a Saturday. So be safe out there. If you're driving around Milwaukee tomorrow morning, especially around the East Side, Bayview, downtown-ish area, look out for the bicycling Santas who hypothetically might have had an adult beverage or two before they get on said bicycles. It is $27 for one adult, a pair of adults for $47. You can get a family package for two adults, two kids for $60. Kids tickets are $5. They will allow same day registration, so you can go check that out. You can also sign up at the Cafe Hollander on Downer Avenue. And there is a Milwaukee Elf Cycle Frenzy, which is another 3-mile ride that is specifically just for families and kids and is led by safety instructors that will be looping around Bayview, ending up at the Grand Central Cafe and Tappery. And that will begin immediately after the maybe slightly had a couple of adult beverages Santa ride. Have you ever seen the Santas riding around town, Cardi?
I've seen a lot of them, actually. I used to go to the, when they used to have, was that Northridge Mall?
Yep.
They used to have them inside Northridge Mall. I used to go sit on Santa's lap and tell him my Christmas list was always the same thing.
I have been to Northridge Mall doing that. That's aging us, Cardi, because that's back when like folk used to actually go to Northridge Mall when it was not just sort of like an attractive nuisance over up on the northwest side of Milwaukee. But folks, do go check out the Cycling Santas. We're going to come right back. Terry Bell will be joining us for what's good, local, and overlooked in Wisconsin. Right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Maggie Dawn. Keep it locked, y'all. The good news keeps coming next.
A new choice. Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. 540 WAUK. CBS News brief. 3 days after UnitedHealthcare CEO was gunned down in New York City, the NYPD confirms they found a backpack in Central Park that they believe belongs to the suspect, former NYPD Deputy Commissioner Rich Esposito.
There's lots of time left. This is by no means in any way cold, this trail. This is a hot trail.
As rebels advance on Syria's third largest city, Homs, they're also gunning for the capital, Damascus. The BBC's Frank Gardner.
This is the biggest threat. I mean, it's an existential threat to the 60-year-old regime of the al-Assads in Syria.
As a jury deadlocks, the judge in the New York City subway chokehold case dismisses the second-degree manslaughter charge against Daniel Penny and tells jurors to consider a lesser charge of criminally negligent homicide. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
There are issues with what is reasonable when it comes to restraining somebody, and were people reasonably worried about their safety?
CBS News brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Bucks are in Boston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the Boston Celtics, and Milwaukee finally has Chris Middleton returning after having surgery on both ankles last summer. Former Bucks star Jrue Holiday, now with the Celtics, was asked today about what Middleton means to the Bucks lineup.
I mean, just knowing him personally, I know that if they ever need a bucket or a basket, he can control that. He can take over that. I think mid-range, getting to a spot, kind of having like a one-on-one game where it's a lot different from driving to the basket and taking three and four people with you.
In Madison, the women's college volleyball tournament continues. Wisconsin faces number 7th-ranked Georgia Tech tonight. NFL, the Packers losing 34-31 to the Lions. I asked tight end Tucker Kraft about the Lions head coach decision on going for it on fourth down rather than just kick the field goal.
We know that this offense, it's something they do. Dan Campbell, it's Danger Dan. That's what they call him, I guess.
That's Packers tight end Tucker Kraft with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Brace yourself for a new Hollywood reboot, folks. Scrubs ran for 7 seasons from 2001 to 2008 on NBC and then 2 seasons on ABC. The original executive producer and showrunner, Bill Lawrence, will also commandeer the reboot, but as of right now, there is no cast yet attached. Maybe they should cast those two guys from the T-Mobile commercials. Looking for a good murder mystery? You might want to check out the show Cross. Cross is based on the best-selling Alex Cross novels by James Patterson and is quickly gaining viewers. The show logged 40 million views in its first 20 days of release, making it the 6th most viewed show ever on Amazon Prime. Aldous Hodge plays the brilliant Alex Cross, a detective and forensic psychologist who pursues serial killers. Season 1 is currently available to stream. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a mostly cloudy sky, not as cold with low temperatures in the mid-20s. For tomorrow, more clouds around and warming up as highs climb up into the mid-40s. On Sunday, a little more sunshine, highs stay in the mid-40s.
Current temp is 30.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy. We're talking about the Act 10 overturned by a Dane County judge.
I think it's important for everyone to know that this was the state that in 1959 first granted public employees the right to organize and bargain collectively. We have a lot to take back. You know, I used to say take back America, but I say take back Wisconsin.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Pat Kreitlow, all your time in the media, television, radio, what have you, what was one or two of the oddest things that people were complaining about?
As a TV anchor, your hair.
You have some of the finest hair around. How could anybody criticize your hair?
Oh, well, because a consultant forced me to change it.
Were there focus groups?
I'm not aware of any focus groups other than the audience, which universally hated it. It was a bowl haircut.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Dr. Kristen Lierley, who will address all our health needs to make us more efficient TV watchers. Then Nightlight will really go up in smoke when I welcome Rose Bauman from Legacy Cigars.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
is up, everybody. Happy Friday. Whew, we made it. Each week seems a little longer than the one before it these days. I don't know about you. I'm always relieved to get to Friday. Going out for the classic Milwaukee fish fry with my folks tonight. Always enjoying that. And I especially enjoy looking forward to every Friday with my colleague, Terry Barr, for what's good, local, and overlooked in Wisconsin. Happy Friday, Terry. How are you?
Oh, Maggie, I agree. Hello, everybody. Happy Friday. Yes, these weeks, and especially after the holiday, you feel like you're running and running and running, and you can't catch up, but we all get that feeling, and that's why I'm glad we can do a little happiness on Friday at the end of your show.
Yeah, I've done the whole hour more on like the lighter end of the spectrum, Terry. And just before you came on, I was telling people all about the House on the Rock, because it's kind of a fun thing to do because it's so random, and it's like, it's cold out. If you want to just kind of go for a ride and check out some weird Wisconsin attraction, like the House on the Rock fits the bill. Have you been there, my friend?
Oh, I've been there many times. Yes. I cannot get enough of it because you feel every time you go, you discover something even more interesting than the last time.
Absolutely. It's one of those things. It's like the movie Usual Suspects. Like every time I watch it, I pick up something else from it. It's just endlessly entertaining. One of our texters, Judy from Lodi, texting in from WAUK, also is a huge House on the Rock fan. So hello to you, Judy. Thank you for listening and texting. What you got for us this week, Terry?
Well, you just heard a little clip of it as we were coming out of the commercial break.
I was wondering.
Your listeners may know that I am so lucky. I co-host our Max Inc. music radio show every weekend. And we had an 11-year-old Wisconsin girl who just released her debut album. Her name is Paige Kleber.
Aww.
She's from Verona. She writes her own songs, and she writes about big topics sometimes, too. She writes about bullying, and it was based on an episode in her class. And she took the song and played it for her class. How's that for saying,
wow,
I'm not going to put up with this?
Wow.
She wrote about the election, and the chorus in her song was, "We are not going back."
And I like Paige already. What is up, Paige? Oh. You got a fan in me.
And she writes about love. Now, again, she's 11. Do you want to listen to any more of her songs?
Of course I do, Terry.
Okay. So let's play a little bit more. This is Paige Kleber, 11 years old. Here's one of her songs.
Deep. Like, do you know what you want from me? Like, why are you giving me such a hard time? Like, what's your problem is what she's saying, but really nicely. That's incredibly impressive. Incredibly impressive.
We found our own Taylor Swift right here in Wisconsin.
Heck yeah.
I love this. I am so excited to be able to share that song, to share Paige's story with you.
Do you have a link, Terry, that we could put in the show notes from today if anybody wants to listen to a couple more Paige's tunes?
Absolutely. Yes. In fact, I will send that so you can make sure to put that in there. But she has her own website where you can listen to her music, and her name is spelled Paige. P-A-I-G-E, and then Kleber is spelled K-L-E-B-E-R. Weber. Here's the next thing. She's now on the national anthem circuit. We didn't even know this when we talked to her just a week ago. She just did the national anthem at the Bucks game in Milwaukee.
Wow. This girl's going places.
She is going places. She wants to sing at the Brewers, and I knew that would make you and I both very happy.
Of course.
Her big goal is to move to Nashville after high school, and she is going to win a bunch of Grammys.
Oh, I love that. Best of luck to you, Paige. We'll put her website link in the show notes from today's show. You can always find that at civicmedia.us/shows/Maggie Dawn Show. You can check that out. I'm going to listen to some of her stuff. Plus, I love the way how pure and unscrewed up like young people's voices are. They haven't quite destroyed their vocal cords yet. She's not having that little vocal buzz at the end. Very impressive.
No. I'm so happy to share. Just listening to her sing makes me smile, so I hope it makes all of you smile as well. 11 years old, writing her own songs, playing her own guitar, and she knows where she wants to go. It's amazing.
Oh, that's what I needed this Friday. What else you got for us, Terry? Otherwise, I have a couple of questions for you, my friend.
I know we were going to talk a little bit about holiday gifts, I believe.
Yeah.
Please
go ahead.
I dove in to, supporting local, and I found some ideas that I had not thought of. Something simple like, Babcock Dairy, where you can get ice cream scent. Or any local cheesemaker. Then you can also do like humane societies, and the UW-Madison School of Veterinary Medicine has animal calendars or holiday cards with all the animals' faces on. And of course, then you're supporting really good things that way.
I love those ideas. This is Terry Barr's got us covered on how not to give the gift that someone is like, what do I do with this?
A crappy gift, you mean?
Yes, the crappy gifts. Don't give a crappy gift. Check out the list that Terry's given you. So we've got the local dairies and ice creams. You've mentioned UW's veterinary school. They've got great calendars out there. Your local humane societies always have calendars. Sending from one of the local cheesemakers, and you're going to talk about pies. Everybody knows the elegant farmer brown paper bag. It's Wisconsin famous. You can send those. They deliver them. Yes.
Kringle from any of the bakeries in Racine.
I was just going to say that. Racine Kringle.
They are the oldest. Yeah, they're the oldest in the country. And you can send that to a loved one with love. How about that?
I love it. No fruit cake that gets used as a doorstop. No, get your Christmas Kringle here in Racine, Wisconsin. What's your favorite kind of Kringle, Terry?
I didn't realize they make so many different kinds. So now I feel like I need to try more than just the typical, what you think of at the Christmas holiday. They have things that, of course, chocolate and other kinds like that. But they're really branching out to try to meet all the different holidays with different flavors. And I love that. But do you have a favorite?
Oh, yes. I am an absolute sucker for anything almond. So an almond Kringle with like a hot cup of tea or coffee it's to die for. It's butter. You know what I'm saying? Like, that is so good. I also made myself sick once off of almond Cobb's custard because I have no self-control. When I was a kid, no self-control apparently. But yes, almond is what Maggie Dawn goes all in for. In fact, I have a almond cookie recipe, Terry, that my mother got from our 90 plus year old neighbor, dear Ann Luddington, before she passed away. They're called melting moments. It is basically butter and powdered sugar and a ton of almond with more almond frosting on it. And they're tiny because they're so rich. It is my favorite cookie on the entire planet. That and a glass of milk, watch out. I can put down about a half dozen of those.
This is what's fun about the holiday, being with friends and family and just eating like you're going out of style.
Yeah, especially those old recipes. I mean, I really love and cherish the recipe cards that I have, especially the ones that I've inherited or are written by my like great aunt still in her handwriting or my grandma's ones. The recipe cards themselves feel so deeply personal to me that they are as much of the treasured memory as the cookie or the output of the recipe itself is the card. I love going through them. I feel like that's getting kind of lost because everybody gets their recipes off the interwebs these days. I still have the old recipe box, you know?
I have a few of my grandmother's recipes too, and I just treasure the tradition. And then, you know, it just takes you back and reminds you of where you were at whatever time. And it's almost like you can smell that food before you even start to bake anything. Oh, I love it.
100%. Now, I've got a slightly related question for you. Are you a milk chocolate or a dark chocolate person?
I have become very much a dark chocolate person because everybody says it's better for your health than the other chocolate.
It is better for your health.
How's that?
In fact, the Washington Post, the reason I ask you this, and it not just because it's the holidays, but the Washington Post just this week had a article that came out, and it actually says that there's been a new, very large study that says that chocolate actually, of course, helps your health, but you got to be eating the dark chocolate. It is only dark chocolate that the study found was associated with a lower risk of developing type 2 diabetes.
Ooh.
Fascinating. So like dark chocolate, good.
Okay, so good for us.
I know. I have never really been into milk chocolate, even at candy bars.
Mm-mm.
Like I want the dark chocolate. I always have. I don't know why. Just been my general preference over the years. And also, speaking of chocolate, you're going to love how I bring this all around. Do you know that there is a color of the year every year, Terry?
I have heard this, but I have not heard anything about this year.
So the color of the year is decided by a group called the Pantone Color Institute. Yes, there is such a thing.
Ooh.
Didn't know that was a thing, but there is. And this year, they have decided that the color of the year is, where did it go? Mocha mousse. And the color looks like what it sounds like. Amazing. This is what Lori Pressman, she's the VP of the Pantone Color Institute. This is what she had to say.
I like how you say it.
We're living in a time when there's just so much going on that is serious. And at the same time, we don't want any heaviness. We want some peace. We want to feel content. So there's an airiness and light feeling to mocha mousse. Yeah, it's a brown, but it's not a heavy brown. I love it. I mean, absolutely adorable. They also talk about it in reference to the rise of the cultural phenomena now called quiet luxury. So mocha mousse, y'all. That is where it's at. Thanks so much, Terry. Have a wonderful weekend. It's so good to hear your voice, my friend.
Oh, you too. Enjoy your fish fry with family and everybody else. Have a great weekend as well.
Folks, that's Terry Barr. She joins me every Friday at 3:30 for what's good, local, and overlooked in Wisconsin so we can all go off into the weekend on a positive note. I've got another bit of good news for y'all when we come back on the other side. Might even get to 3D food. It's a thing. Keep it locked right here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide text to win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win starting Monday morning.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
It's the center of the Kringle-making world. Racine County wears the crown, and bakers like those at O&H create more than 10,000 of the delicate oval-shaped pastry every single day.
Just a great pastry. One that's hard to make, though, hard to replicate.
Peter Olison is a third-generation owner. O&H is celebrating its 75th year, but do you know if Wisconsin considers the Kringle our official pastry? The answer coming up.
The 500-square-foot corner bakery to offering our products by mail.
Baker Mike Massanellis says their Kringle is shipped near and far. The tradition began when the Danes came to Racine in the late 1800s, and it is that past and present which created our official state pastry, the Kringle, in 2013. And it's a you-can't-have-just-one-slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're beautiful, that's for sure. You'll never, ever fade. You're lovely, but it's not for sure. I won't ever change. And though my love is great.
Don't worry, I won't ever change. I'll tell you what I think. I will learn. I can change opinions. But who I am won't ever change. Whatever happened to Nelly Furtado? I mean, she was there and then she was gone. I loved this little jam, folks. Cardi is behind the board playing them good tunes. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Be sure you got the Civic Media app downloaded. It is free from your favorite app store because we kick off our text to win contest on Monday. All kinds of great prizes you can win. Each day we'll draw four winners. Each of those winners will either win $100 cash or an overnight stay at the Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. I've been there. It's very nice. Very nice. Great place to go in the middle of the winter. And we'll pick eight grand prize winners to pick out of the Civic Media grab bag with all kinds of gifts for grownups, like humidifiers and espresso machines and luggage and cool things like that. But as it is Friday, first of all, I want to say thanks. A number of absolutely endearing text messages coming through of my specific favorite, Joshua from Wausau. Thank you so much. I was just talking about old recipes that I've inherited or that have been given to me by people whom I hold very close in my heart. And Josh from Wausau, texting in from WXCO, says he's got one of his great-grandmother's old church cookbooks. Those are the jam, right? The old church cookbooks where all the church ladies get together and put their favorite recipes in a book and then sell them to help raise money for the churches. And of course, I then asked Joshua if there were handwritten notes in the cookbook, because I do that. Like, oh, I actually put in more butter or less, or this is very good, easy, actually bakes extra, or things, little changes I've made. And Joshua let me know that he's got her handwritten banana bread recipe in it. There are some notes in that old church cookbook of his great grandmother's, as well as her recipe for oatmeal crunch cookies. Thank you for warming my heart this afternoon, Joshua, speaking of food and heartwarming stories, I thought I would share this incredible story that I stumbled across that relates back to the Thanksgiving weekend. A postal worker in Aurora, Illinois, was doing his regular route when in his rearview mirror, he saw an older man who looked kind of unsteady. And then he saw this guy basically take like a full-on header into the ground and, like, by this guy's recounting, face planted. And this guy wheels his postal truck around, runs over to this man, and tries to, like, helps him, gets him up, calls for help, asks the guy where he lives. It turns out it's just a couple blocks away. The older man had a dog. He sort of secures the dog, waves over a couple of other passersby to help the older man. And this postal worker goes to this guy's house to get his wife with the car to come back and help the guy into the car, and just went to the absolute nth degree to help this man out. The postal worker's name is Jalen Lockhart. And the man that he helped was 75-year-old Guy Miller. And the long story short here is that Mr. Lockhart now spends Thanksgiving with the Millers. They invited him into their home and he has Thanksgiving with them. They're on a group chat. They communicate all the time. The postal workers met this guy's adult daughter. I mean, it's a whole, like, they basically inherited and, like, blended their families together. I mean, does it get any better than that? That's service to others. And I'll just say this, y'all, like, that's the America that I know and love. That's the Wisconsin I know and love, where we all keep an eye out for one another. And because I was thinking, you know, about food and nice things, and because my man Cardi started talking to me about 3D food, I had to go ahead and do my homework, had to figure out, like, is this actually a thing? How do they make 3D food? It's a thing, y'all. Blow me away. I love it when I learn new stuff. Yeah, there is such a thing as 3D printed food. It's created from a, quote, semi-automated additive manufacturing process that layers edible filament to create various edible food products. Wow. Apparently, it's not any kind of food in the world. It's not actual meat, right? So all of it's going to be vegan, which is interesting if you think about it. It can be made to target certain nutritional needs. It's very low waste. It's not hard to store, all these kinds of things. You're not going to be able to print this at home with your old Canon printer, though, folks. It's very specialized, but they can basically make things like fish, mashed potatoes, all kinds of different meat substitutes, pasta, and baked goods. Oh, and pizza. They got pizza.
That's insane.
3D food pizza. Who ever heard of such a thing? I don't know about y'all, but, like, that is trippy.
It is.
Very trippy. Would you eat 3D food, Cardi? I mean, like, I'd give almost anything a try. I mean, I'd give it a little taste test.
I've tried vegan food. It tends to be a little saltier than regular food.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know about the 3D printed food. I don't think I want my food coming from
a manufacturing process. Here's how it actually works. Printing food in 3D emulates a pastry chef piping icing on a cake, kind of like squirts this out back and forth, back and forth, back and forth until you got this edible resin. Weird. Everybody have a fabulous weekend. I'm Maggie Dawn. Dom Salvia is up next. Take care of yourselves and others. And remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it's always better when we stand together.
That you don't know me.
Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll take a look back at the weekend, update you on the news, and get you into the holiday season as we prepare to travel to Seattle. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turned public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.